SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Annie Zorich, a year 4 student at the Lennox Head Public School, just won a New South Wales Department of Education's Nangamai Award for High Achievements in Sports. Welcome to Night TV Radio, Lehani.
Thanks.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're joining us with your mom as well, Kirsty Zorich.
Yes.
Mom, welcome to Night TV Radio as well.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Lehani, you've just won this accolade at just the age of 9. I was looking at your achievements. Besides your extraordinary achievements and performances in surfing, your dream is to become the first Aboriginal female surfer on the world tour. Tell us about this dream.
Well, I've been dreaming it ever since I was a little kid, and ever since I first realised how much I love surfing, I just was like, I really want to be the first ever Aboriginal woman world champion surfer on the World Champions Tour.
And when did you start surfing and become so good at it?
Well, I started when I was 2 days old.
Wow, wow, wow. Just 2 days old. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Most parents would just be too scared to get their precious little 2 days old baby near the sea. Mom, what did you do to a 2 day old baby?
Well, Lehani was born in the water, and her name means ocean princess. We are all saltwater people. We love the ocean, and it was just inevitable for her to be placed into the ocean at an early age. And her father and I, plus her grandparents as well, we all surf. So it's in her genes.
You're such passionate surfers and not scared of the sea and confident enough to take a 2 days old baby near the wild place we call the sea. Wow, 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 wow. Now, Lehani, 2 days you are introduced to the water. You are obviously only a baby. That was just to get you started and later on build your confidence. At what age did you really start developing your passion? When did you really start surfing?
Well, when I was about 5, when I actually started to realise things, well, my favourite surfer is Carissa Moore, and I'd always watch her. And ever since I've watched her, she was like, she inspires me to be a surfer. And yeah, I just truly love surfing. And every time I go into the water, I just feel connected with Mother Nature and the ocean. And yeah, I just love being with the ocean.
I hear you also compete with women much, much older than you.
Yeah.
And how does it feel competing with much older people than you when you are only a young student?
Well, it feels when you're out in the water and you're like looking around, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm surfing with like really good people. What's going to happen? But you've just got to believe in yourself and just think how brave you are to even get in the water and have a go and give it your best go.
And how did you develop such an attitude as a go-getter?
When I was about 7, I was like, I was only 7, and you're like supposed to be 14 to like be on the world champion tour or something. And I just was like, I want to win world titles when I was 7. And I was like, hold on a second, I'm only 7. I should be like 14 thinking about this. And I just, yeah.
And next to you, I can see Mrs. Morgan, one of the teachers at the school. Now, Mrs. Morgan, do you also push your students to be high achievers, go-getters like Lehani?
I guess here at Lenny, it's all about empowering, you know, our First Nations children, you know, to believe in themselves and think that they can do anything that they set their minds to. Why not? And for someone like Lehani, you know, she's so passionate about surfing and her sport. And like Mum said, it's in her blood, it's in her genes. And Yeah, look, I think it's just all just instilling in them that they can do anything that they set their mind to, you know, especially our First Nations children, giving them the opportunity to thrive at what they do best and to follow their dreams. Nangamai, yeah.
Yeah, and Lehani's living proof that First Nations kids can be high achievers when given the opportunity. Now, Lehani, you've already won many awards and accolades and competitions. Can you tell us about some of these high achievements?
There has been some comps I've done, and they are Nauru Surf Gathering, the Wandiali Jura Kai. And yeah, I've done so many. And at Lennox Head Public School, I've become an honour student and I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, you won so many accolades. I can't go through them all. Which one means the most to you, and which one was the hardest to win?
Well, I reckon the Wandiali, because I had to go against, yeah, much older people. And yeah, like I said before, you feel so scared when you're in the water, but you've just got to believe in yourself. And yeah, that was probably one of the ones I'm most proud of myself.
Now, besides Mum and Mrs. Morgan, who inspires you and instills confidence in you?
Well, Mrs. Morgan, she inspires me so much. And yeah, I just love
her. I don't surf.
No, I say besides Mum and Mrs. Morgan.
Well, Carissa Moore, she is my favourite woman surfer, and she inspires me so much. And so does Kanoa Igarashi. He is one of the male surfers on the tour, and he's my favourite one of my favourite boy surfers as well. They inspire me so much, and yeah, to just go big on all my turns when I'm on the waves surfing.
Yeah. Yeah, I must confess, I'm not a surfer and not a very confident person in water. Some of these names, I've never seen them in real life, except maybe on posters and TV and movies while they were competing. Lehani, have you seen any of these heroes of yours in real life competing and performing?
I've seen Carissa a couple times, and I got to surf with her this year, and it was just a dream come true. Like, it was so good, and I love surfing with her, and she's such a nice person. And Kanoa, I've never met him, but I've watched lots of his videos on YouTube, and he absolutely rips, and so does Carissa.
Now, you're currently living in New South Wales, but you're originally from the West Coast. I also learned that you're planning to go and spend some time on the land of your mom and your ancestors and immerse yourself in their culture. Well, tell us about yourselves again and your people and how connected you are to your ancestors' land.
Well, I'm from Yuwad land, which is in Western Australia, and I'm super excited for next year in February to go over to the land there. It's like around Wedge Island, and it's around that area. So I'm super excited to go there and learn some more of my language and the culture. One of my elders is my great pop, Charlie Shaw. I really hope he can teach me some more of our epic language.
Now, do you speak the language, or you just know a few words and you're willing to learn more?
A couple words. I'm not good at all, but I really want to learn some more.
And how much time will you spend on country?
I've been there about 4 or 5 times, because I was like about 5 or 7 when I did. So I never really got to learn that much when I did, because we were over there for a short amount of time. But this time I get to go there for a whole month. So hopefully I get to learn a lot of language and come back to New South Wales and speak it in front of people, and they'll be like, what? So I hope I can do that when I come back.
Another high achievement. Now, going back to the award, what does winning the Nangamai Award mean to you?
It means so much to me. When I found out, I was like, oh my goodness. I felt like I was just in shock, because I was so happy and proud of myself that I achieved so much so far in my life. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. And I was like, I was like crying. I was so happy.
should I say, it's maybe at a fast step towards higher achievements, like reaching your heroes, you know, equaling your heroes like Clarissa Moore's level?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, before we part, Mrs. Morgan, Mom, and Lehani, of course, this is Lehani, of course, this is your day. The mic is yours. Anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
I'd just like to say, Bertrand, that the Nengamines, I guess I myself didn't realise how huge these awards are, but I know that they're in their 17th year with the Department of Education, and Nengamine obviously means to dream. And it's just so fitting that someone like Lehani to achieve something like that, and, you know, and doing what she's doing to achieve her dreams, it's so fitting. So it was kind of, it was a lovely surprise, and it was a shock for her when she was told that she had won. I think it was a mixed emotions. I didn't know whether you were going to laugh, cry, or a bit of both. So, and it means so much for our kids as well. Like I said, just to see them up there doing what they love doing, and to be acknowledged for it too, you know, to be acknowledged for good things. Yeah, it's a fantastic achievement, you know, and Lehani certainly set the bar extremely high. And also a great role model too for our other Indigenous kids that we have here at the school. So,
Now, Mrs. Morgan, are there many Indigenous kids at the school?
We have about 20 here at a school of almost 500.
Wow.
We're in beautiful Bundjalung country as well. So we're immersed in culture here. The school itself sits on a very culturally significant site. So we have the resources out there. We have the land links. We have the stories. And it's just all about sharing those stories with our kids and, you know, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal children as well. And just to share, because, you know, it's our identity, really. It's our culture and it's in our blood. And yeah, and it's a beautiful thing to share with everyone, I think, and moving forward in that space too. I think there's lots happening around Aboriginal education, particularly for next year too. So, and we're in a beautiful spot, absolutely beautiful spot to share that with everyone. So, yeah.
And Mum?
I was going to say, Lehani, when she was speaking of her role models, so she has always loved Carissa, but I think something she may have forgot to mention was the fact Carissa's very big on giving back through culture, and that's something that we've been trying to instill in Lehani from a young age with her learning and everything. So for us as a family, it's super important to take her back to country. So to my pop, Charlie Shaw, he lives on Yuwud country, which is around where the Pinnacles and Wedge Island are. And he has a corporation there called Quelna Mumba Court, so KMAC, and they're all about rebuilding, regenerating all their area, sharing language. And, you know, I think that's important for Lehani to embrace that, to be able to share that if she's going to continue onto a world stage, like it helps to give back to the rest of our community. Like we're very big on supporting there's Nauru, which is down on Gumbinjia country, down at Coffs Harbour. They do some awesome stuff for young children through surfing and mental health awareness. And Lehani's been a part of some of their events. And it's just really important for the kids to embrace that, help each other, support each other, and learn from their elders.
Yeah.
And finally, Lehani, this is your day. The mic is yours.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Mrs. Morgan for nominating me and my school for nominating me for this award, and I'm very grateful for it. And I'm just so happy, and I can't wait for more.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.